Yeah, that was like LeBron is just in zero fucks mode at this point. He's like,
he's starting a new podcast with Steve Nash.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's
another whitening.
He is literally at the two. He already put in his 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and he's about to get out of the door.
Mentally clocked fuck out, bro.
He says he's gonna go on, but I'm like, nah. When you start getting candid with us, you about to be out of here.
Cause I'm like,
I might shed a tear. I don't cry over too many things.
Really?
I might shed a tear for Brian
retirement.
Just I've seen Brian my entire life.
The one thug tear gotta be how niggas who grew up in the who were born in the 70s and 60s felt about Jordan retiring.
Yep.
Like, gotta be the same thing. Nigga, even if you didn't keep up with basketball your entire life, you knew who that nigga was.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's 1,000%.
Like, facts. I played NBA Street Volume 2, Volume 3 when Brown was on the cover. I played basketball things throughout time. It could happen.
Yeah.
Of course.
But it's a regular episode!
Woo!
I am... Shut the fuck up. I am Smoke Joe Star, a.k.a. Smoke Man Joe, a.k.a. Crouch-4.
Got him.
And we are back to talk about some bullshit.
The shit.
In the world.
The shiznit.
It's exciting. It's very exciting.
In the world.
Absolutely. The world.
Where do we even start? I guess we got introductions.
Yeah, intros and shit.
Yeah, it's, Jesus. Doggo everywhere.
You know he's coming back, right?
Oh, there's it's John. I'm back, and I too hope that our group chat never leaks with important information, much like our federal government. Because you know, it's one thing to just be talking shit. It's a whole other thing to just have like entire plans for like invasions and wars.
Oh and man, let's get spookier with that.
And forget to just an unsecured. Or quote unquote secure.
How the fuck did the government's Discord messages leak?
It's so funny. It's just y'all voted for this nigga. Y'all congratulations.
Like, what are we doing? The government Discord leaked.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm surprised some more heinous shit didn't leak out of that chat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me intro myself real quick. What's going on, everybody? I am DJ Cobra. You can find me on social media wherever you find me. But anyways, it was on Signal.
Conspiracy theories and vibes is the theme.
Let's keep it a buck here. Those messages disappear after what, a week?
Yeah,
they're gonna talk about probably getting rid of niggas or erasing motherfuckers.
Oh yeah,
high level crimes
for
in that channel.
We got CYA man, CYA nigga. Niggas have to perish. For the government, for the culture, niggas got to go.
I don't like firearms. I'm gonna go ahead and get one. Because if niggas is letting shit leak, and like there was this conspiracy that I saw on Twitter, buddy was like, "Listen, man, they're gonna talk about probably taking over the country in itself in that chat, mm-hmm. and there won't be any evidence or anything to really tie any of the niggas to that conversation." So it might get real nasty out here.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they accidentally tagged a journalist. Like, how do you do that?
I don't feel like that's an accident. I feel they let that nigga know to let people know.
Just to see how we would react.
It's like Drake when he was dissing Kendrick and he was leaking those records out before actually dropping it.
Ah-ha-ha, we fed you fake information. Ah-ha-ha.
Plotted for a week and then fed you the information, Kenny. What you gonna do now? You're a pedophile.
Stop!
And there it is. You know what? I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna sue all of you.
Okay. L.
Baby girl.
L. L.
Now you're just making fun music again.
L.
Baby girl.
L.
But yeah, man, like, stay vigilant out here, man. Like, don't...
Get you a couple of guns.
Oh, yeah.
Stay strapped up, man.
Get you a couple of them bitches, brother. Not even gonna lie to you, gang.
Protect you and your people and your chickens.
Nigger.
Oh, yeah.
It's just every time I hear the interrupter nigger, like it's like it's like I hear it for the first time.
Bro, it just never gets old. Shout out.
He be saying it so quiet though. He sounds like just some guy in the back of an auditorium. Just like nigger.
Like it's only a couple of us that really just Keys, if you listening, man, shout out you as well.
Right, brother, you,
nigger.
Your ears have to be trained for it. And like I was gonna say if you blink you miss it, but like you can't miss it because it's
like you get hit with quick attack.
Yeah, just right to the priority. Like a gut punch right to the fucking diaphragm.
Damn, that was 40 normal damage.
I remember that. We would come from some movie and one of our other friends was like, you know, I don't read, and me and Keese, as soon as the sentence got punctuated, nigger. the words were still lingering in the fucking air. Nigger.
Slapped. Got him.
Got him. Stupid ass.
Man, what else has happened recently aside from non-president and his crew being
my continued theories. I gotta get this shit off, and I need niggas to lock in and follow me and listen.
Okay.
Niggas to lock in and listen. Not y'all. Y'all know. I told y'all before we started this shit.
Oh yeah, brother.
But
you know I'm riding with you.
So there was a meme, or not even a meme. Like this nigga made a very serious video.
Yes.
Quote unquote the morning routine. If you haven't seen it, it was Ashton Hall.
And who is this Ashton Hall, by the way?
A failed professional football player.
Yeah.
He played at Alcorn, which, you know, shout out to SWAC and, you know, that division of college football. I wish he would have made it, personally.
Mm. Yeah.
Then I wouldn't see this Gaboon dip his head in water at 5 o'clock.
Crazy, lemon water.
Whatever.
Ice lemon water.
Fruit water.
Citrus water.
Right. But that came out and people started parodying it. And I gotta give that nigga credit where credit is due. That nigga's taking that shit in stride.
Yes,
he is. Because he made another one. Like, cause there was. So in the video, it's just like these art. He wakes up at 3:46 a.m. And like throughout the video, it's just time stamped with the most arbitrary times.
He does a lot of things. He does a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Like, this nigga wakes up.
8 hours?
Yeah, like, it's like 7 or 8 hours. Like, this nigga wakes up at 3:56 and just bullshits for 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
6-7.
And nigga journal for 2 minutes.
Journal for 2 minutes on the first page of the goddamn journal. What are we doing? What the fuck are we actually doing?
Performative
the
arts.
The part that, like, really took me out was, like, this nigga started. He goes to the pool. He runs towards the pool at 7:36. Dives, and then the instant he hits the water, it's somehow 7:40. And like the nigga, he made a follow-up video, and like in that video he's like, yeah bro, I was really in the air for 4 minutes. I respect it.
I have no choice.
If he's gonna move like that,
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, that's all you want.
I have nothing.
I'm no longer mad.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for a self-aware corny nigga. That cool, man. But That got me down the road of thinking, so there's something that I'm noticing with these like fitness influencer red pill niggas. Mm-hmm. And all of them have this faceless, subservient white wife.
Alabaster woman.
I'm gonna get in closer, wings. Hold on. White wife.
A lot of F's in that cool color flip. Palette. F-F-F.
Hashtag F-F-F. F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F. What's your skin color?
We couldn't even plan that. Like, that just happened.
So, like, that got me started down this train. I'm like, you know, the white birth rate has been looking kind of slim these past few years. And on our side of the coin, the PSYOP is... You know, the whole 20V1s, pop the balloons, all this goofy shit. Sexy Red is a CIA op. That's a CIA operative. I don't care. That's, She was planted.
You planted your flag.
I'm riding with my bro.
I just thought she was saying the bops are fun.
Yeah.
Say I love you. You're my everything. Be drunk and be outside, or be high and be outside to hear that.
I ain't gonna lie.
It'll change your life.
I like the Fuck My Baby Daddy song. Like that shit.
That shit
is the goofiest shit.
It's like I'm listening to black people on Jerry Springer in real time.
And like, those are the psyops on our side, just trying to make us believe that one, we don't have the highest intra-racial marriage rate. Two, that we are just like unlovable, unrespectable people,
mm-hmm.
which is just inherently, fundamentally, empirically false. And then, you know, the other side, or not the other side of that coin, but in addition to the original faceless white subservient wife,
mm-hmm.
if you've been on the internet for any amount of time, you've seen the uptick in white women stealing black hairstyles, black features, black vernacular. They all have the same fucking black scent no matter where they're from in the world. They all mm-hmm. sound like they're from fucking Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm like, I'm noticing a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing a pattern to dilute the gene pool. And that sounds like incredibly racist. I don't care. I'm noticing a pattern to dilute the gene pool of the diaspora. And on its face,
it seems harmless.
Yeah, it seems harmless.
All these guys are silly or whatever.
No.
All this stuff is linked.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, watch any fucking 20v1 or like first date show. Like with them niggas like Woody and shit. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
all these women are doing is just showing, you know, ass and titties. And on his face, ain't nothing wrong with that. Niggas mm-hmm. like ass and titties. But like every video, every single one of y'all, all the time.
They treat us like we're degenerates.
I swear to God, if I...
Like at every turn.
Brother, if I could ban any collection of words in human history, it would be, can I get a 360? Like, I swear to fucking God, if I could ban any sentence in human history, it would be that one. Because, bro, you got weird niggas thinking that y'all do this shit out in real life,
mm-hmm.
like out on the street, yeah. walking up to a woman like in the grocery store, chatting her up and then asking for a three, bro.
Yeah, bro. Nah, that's crazy.
Brother, family.
Sick out here, man.
My guy.
Like we are really just treated like animals and degenerates.
Yeah. Beasts.
Like, think about this, man. Like we're having gambling pushed on us constantly.
Bruh. Yo.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
Yo.
They're trying to get us to gamble crazily. And it sometimes it's not direct because it's not just sports. But no, it's like shit, like gotchas and shit too.
Oh yeah, no, it's not gotchas. It's just it's gotchas. It's the Twitch shit.
Yep. Like
the
gamblers, Twitch drops.
Yeah, Twitch drops. Mm-hmm. Like is it like they're like a gambling sort of system, quote unquote, in like the Overwatch with like the loot boxes?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like, that was just season pass.
Like there's full blown CS:GO gambling. Like yeah. some of these skins are worth. Somehow, some of these skins are worth like four figures, and I'm like,
nigga, what?
For a weapon? Yeah, dead ass.
Yeah, for
like,
skins.
Brother, there's been a whole market for this shit for like 13 fucking years.
Man. Yes.
Like, when some niggas get like a super rare skin, maybe the dumbest shit. Mm-hmm. It's like a super rare skin, and they'll go on the fucking CSGO market and actually sell that bitch for thousands of fucking dollars.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And I'm like,
the thing that was like really popular, I remember years ago. That was one of the things about Twitch where they were like, you know, the children.
Yeah.
Think of the children.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, like, a bunch of kids were taking their parents' credit cards
and
gambling and shit and ringing that shit up because they would look at these guys who have sponsorships with some of these gambling companies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They would already have, like, a special code so they knew they were going to win. But all these kids were watching, like, oh, my God, I could be the next one. It's like when we were kids and, like, you know, the drunk down the street actually hit like the lotto and won like 25 bucks. You know, 25 bucks seems like a lot of money, but then you didn't realize, you know.
But them trying to control our dopamine responses combined with trying to steer us towards dating preferences as well.
Mm.
It feels like all of this shit is just connected.
Yeah.
But Shane,
No, like that was more or less the point. Like, there is a devious ploy at work, and I will not be convinced otherwise, because there's just no shot that, like, 90% of, like, popular white women on the internet are emulating black women in some fashion. And, like, 90% of all these fucking famous niggas that y'all want to push in our faces are in interracial relationships. There's just no fucking shot. It's associative programming, I think, is, like, the technical term for that shit. It's like, oh, if I want to be successful, I gotta get up in the morning and bullshit for 6 hours and have a white partner. Like, my nigga, you're not, like, the shit, again, going back to the Ashton Hall video, funny as shit if you're not a fucking dork.
Yeah.
Because this nigga sat down in a two-piece suit, dipped his face in ice water, and then immediately got on a Zoom call with nobody.
Yeah.
Like, brother, this shit, as a comedy, that nigga's videos are fucking hilarious.
That shit is based in the original terminology for it.
Yeah, like, it's so fucking funny,
because,
bro,
again, why was you in the air for 4 minutes?
Like, bro, what dive, an Olympic dive, doesn't take 4 goddamn minutes?
Yeah.
You can fly. Like, my nigga, if you can jump off the ground and 4 minutes pass before you touch the ground,
you can fly.
You have the ability
of flight.
Or maybe
you're Michael Jordan.
You are more accurate LeBron James. Biblically accurate 2018 LeBron James. Like, nigga, let's just call a spade a spade.
That nigga's Luigi, bro. With the fucking wiggle legs.
Yeah, nigga be running in the air.
Whoa.
Just because I can. Just because I fucking can. The times were funny, but it's just like the actions being taken during the times. Like, nigga meditated for 2 minutes, journaled for 2 minutes.
He did, like,
watched a
six push-ups on the balcony.
And then stood out there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Overlooking his city like he's fucking Batman.
Like, it's like he didn't realize, or maybe he did realize, that he's making fun of therapy TikTok.
Inadvertently. Like, I refuse to believe that nigga did that shit on purpose. Cause I'm just like, bro, this is the timestamps, bro. You journaled, you meditated for 2 minutes, journaled for 2 minutes, fake watched a sermon, because you're not, brother. Please, can we please quit acting like we give a shit about religion once you make past $100,000? That's not, you don't give a fuck about God. Unless God is your business model, you do not give a shit about God past $100,000. You just don't.
If God is your job, then that's
what that, you that's, yeah. the, that's yep. the only fucking time.
Like, because, hey, man, like, I gotta draw the sermon up, man.
That nigga pretended to listen to a fucking sermon, went to the gym, got in the pool, took a shower with his jewelry on. Forgot that part.
I was like, niggas be
shower with necklaces, with chains and fucking watches on?
Well, he must have got that real jewelry.
got
that. Like, if you shower with jewelry on.
Nigga, you're an insecure motherfucker if you shower with jewelry on.
But I mean, but it tracks, though. Him being buff and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, and it's the same song and dance with a lot of them niggas. Again, I don't know Ashton Hall, but he's in that same vein of, like, super, super insecure nigga that has to posture something outside of who they actually are.
So, most popular accounts online.
Yeah.
Basically.
All right, and I'm just like, brother, you fitness niggas just have to be the most boring niggas in the world. Doing all of that at 5'10", by the way. I'm pulling the height card today. Unprovoked, I'm pulling the height card. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Doing all of that at 5'10"
well,
is crazy.
Why do you think he does it all?
Because it's 5'10". like, niggas are closer to hell. 5'10" ain't even short, but I'm pulling it today. Because I'm not 5'10". fuck that nigga, man. I'm absolutely pulling that fucking card. Like, nigga, I can get in your physical condition. You will never be as tall as I am.
You'll
never be 6'3".
I lose the gut.
You'll never be 6'3". Fuck, nigga. But yeah, that nigga funny as hell. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was, like, the black people and their influence on the internet, because this nigga has been a, people have been doing their own morning routines since that nigga dropped that video.
Yeah.
The searches for Saratoga water went up 1.3.
Them hoes are sold out in places.
1,000%.
Yeah.
These water, bro, Saratoga water is like $40 a bottle. And like niggas are buying this shit for the meme. The power of the black goddamn dollar, John. Yep. The power of the black fucking dollar.
It's
power of
the meme, bro. Like, we touch everything.
It's power of the meme, bro.
Yeah, shout out Kojima.
You want to know something real?
That shit 24 years ago.
Yeah. Can't wait for the Metal Gear Solid 4 parts to come true.
Because,
like, memes is dominating everything. So, where's the AI fucking president?
Yeah. Senator Armstrong. Senator! It's got bigger and stronger the older I got. That nigga's a filter mite.
It's nanomachines, son.
My sources, I made it the fuck up.
I can't wait for that remaster. We're gonna see it.
Yeah, we're living through it.
Metal Gear Rising recompiled.
We're gonna see it.
Yeah.
If we saw it with Sonic Unleashed, we gonna see that shit with Metal Gear.
Man, shout out Sonic Unleashed.
Shout out them.
That's been a fun thing in the community, is like to see all these niggas that never played the game play the game and be like, wow, this is really one of the greatest Sonic experiences. Like, I've been telling you niggas this shit for 17 years.
You have.
Literally been saying this shit.
I can stand by my brother. He has been saying this.
I've been saying this shit for almost 20 fucking years. And I'm glad that y'all got to experience that shit. But now I feel like I want it back in blood. I want all of that shit back in blood.
Yeah, go ahead and kill you a casual, man. Yeah, you deserve it. You're owed this.
Yeah, I am. You niggas are going to perish. Somebody's life will be forfeit before November 11th, 2025.
Like, you're going to step over this Sonic shit, man.
That's on the crib.
Don't play with my bro.
That's just on crib, dude.
on the whole block.
He going to have you removed, or he might just remove you. It depends.
You're going to get banished to the Shadow Realm. Ape.
Yeah, definitely fuck with that, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell fuck.
Good gaming experiences and
fantastic
shit.
Game. Oh boy, what else? What else are we talking about, man?
I don't know. Smallpox, or what is that disease that's been killing niggas lately?
Well, the people that haven't been taking the vaccines.
Ain't been killing niggas.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Ain't been killing niggas.
Get your dirty ass away from me.
I'm like, bro, the poorest of black parents is going to make sure that their child got vaccinations.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah,
nigga.
And the measles cases on the rise.
Yeah, measles cases are back. Smallpox is back.
Yep.
Somebody, like, there's a couple of niggas in Texas that had fucking polio, nigga.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like,
niggas got old presidential diseases. That's crazy.
I'm like, family, we gonna bring the iron lung back?
Nigga, FDR had that, bro. That was a long time ago.
Ancient ass disease.
Yeah, that we had eradicated.
Just because y'all dirty asses went to jump out the fucking window with misinformation. Here we are.
Yep.
Here the fuck we are.
All I'm saying is, motherfuckers that don't wash their legs sure do be having a lot to say about, you know, health.
Yeah.
Yeah, when that same leg you don't wash fall off.
Right. Yeah, gangrene. I ain't never seen a nigga with gangrene.
You'll be out there crying.
Right.
My leg fell off. Please donate. Nah, nope.
Maybe you should get some of that Affordable Care Act that you killed to take care of that.
Yeah.
Dumb nigga.
Can I show you something?
What's up, man?
Like, can I be vulnerable?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You know, like, I was on the road, I'm driving, I see a white homeless man, and I looked at Raina, and I was like, baby, I'm not donating to that white homeless man. I'm like, nah, bro, like, you don't have every single systemic advantage. And you out there ass out.
Hey, nigga, it is so funny you say that, because one, type shit. Two, a situation happened to me this morning, because I was pulling into Hardee's to get some breakfast, and there was this lady waving me down, like, I ran out of gas. I'm about out of gas. Can I get some money to just get some gas in my car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese?
Just acting like you weren't there. Like, hey!
Oh, man.
Nah, man. Nah. You don't have every chance. gas ever.
You are a white woman, but you knew you had no gas when you got on the road. Why? But,
yeah. How did you get here?
How did you get here?
Go out there and suck some dick. I'm sorry.
Start OnlyFans.
You're like, get away from me.
Start the fans up, nigga.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, bro. You are good. Use what you got. Get what you want.
That's wild. Like, I didn't get accosted by fucking homeless people this time. But I did notice that one of the Walmarts, it was really funny. Mm-hmm. I'm going in there. There's a homeless person asked for money at the corner turning into the parking lot. There's one walking back and forth through the parking lot with a fucking sign.
Getting to it.
Yeah, and then I don't know if they together or what, but they've had motherfuckers walking in there. And then I park, and there's a couple of black Israelites.
Oh, my God.
Walking back and forth, handing out pamphlets.
The real Jews.
Like, unironically.
Shut your bitch ass up.
They handed me this pamphlet. He was like, my brother, I got the truth for you. I want to let you know what, because we used to be slaves. And I was like,
word?
Is that supposed to be like knowledge you dropped?
Right. Like,
was I supposed to not know that?
Damn, man.
Brother, we're in America. I think,
my mind is blown by this as a black American.
I think that's pretty fucking obvious.
Bro, the pamphlet was too funny. It's like, it's the same. They have the same conspiracies.
Do you have that pamphlet?
I have it at the house.
Fuck.
But like, it's like the fucking dollar bill with the eagle. They said in Deuteronomy, they mentioned an eagle, and that's why they put it on here, because the Freemasons, you know, they're spreading, they're letting us know, because we know. They want us to know that they know.
For that 1 to 2 weeks I listened to Immortal Technique and Dead Prez, I effectively read and thumbed through a lot of that information.
And basically everything. I mean, they had the eye above the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill talking about the all-seeing eye and referencing the Bible. It's such a weird
thing.
How
come that all-seeing eye didn't see slavery and stop it?
I don't know. Like, it's such a weird thing, like, the whole idea of, like...
That all-seeing eye was closed.
Black liberation through the Bible. It's like the whitest book possible.
Because Anunnaki looked down at the slaves and said, bro, the way I see it, we gotta get to at least 10,000.
Cotton ain't gonna pick itself.
I'm sorry, bro. That's the vocal stem for the week. Like, hey man, I would for y'all, but y'all gotta get to at least 10,000.
Right, man. Hey, get your money up, not your funny up. Growl.
Stupid ass nigga.
Man. You
wanna be free? Shouldn't have been broke.
Right. Broke ass nigga. Freedom ain't free. Pussy.
Got free in it. Yeah. It's called freedom because it's free to be dumb.
Nigger.
He beat me to it. I was gonna pause for dramatic effect, but he beat me to it.
Oh my God, man. We are in hell, bro.
All right, brother. We're
my God, man. The more I just look at everything around me and see how set up we've been from birth, I'm like, man, we are so cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, nigga, just imagine. It's, you know what? I think most Nintendo games were based on the black experience. Because you start off having, like, all the potential in the world, and then you just gotta go out and reclaim it. And everything is in your way to make sure that you don't fucking reclaim it. Metroid, the nigger experience.
Yeah. Like, listen, man, we gotta curl up in that ball and shoot the ops, man. We gotta do what we gotta do, man. Also wear different fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, man, it's everything. Black people. Black culture.
You know, shout out to Mario, man. We gotta get out the hood in New York.
Yeah. We gotta get out the hood in New York.
We gotta get out the hood in New York, man. We gotta step on the ops.
Literally. Crush them niggas.
Me and my brother.
We some steppers.
We gotta step on the ops. I don't know why you wear that green all the time. But you know what? I told him to not join the set. I went through that, so Luigi had to go through
that. Don't do it.
Splatoon, me and my squids versus them and they squids. Who makes it out alive?
Fucking the main fucking mode in that game is Turf War.
I gotta splat that nigga before that nigga splat me.
Pause. Woomy fuck nigga.
What's another Nintendo franchise, man?
Zelda?
Yep.
Man, listen, we gotta go on this journey because my girl, she in trouble. And the ops, he not playing fair.
The ops guy.
So I gotta move through time because that's the only way I can save my girl and my people.
Listen. Hey, no, but the only way to save your girl is to get the three pieces, the wisdom, the power, and your money up.
Damn.
Because I forget what the third one is.
Courage. Nah, talk. Yeah, courage. Talk. Nah. You can be as courageous as you need to be if you pay it.
Yeah, get your rupees up. Bitch ass nigga.
That and just like running through somebody's house. Like Denzel did the same shit in Training Day.
Bruh. Yeah.
He just going through your shit. Hey, what's back here?
Appreciate it, gang. Good looks.
What you got on my 40?
Five.
What you got on my 40?
Five lame ass rupees. Have more next time. Man.
These niggas ain't never got nothing.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna go to the next screen and I'm gonna come back to this one. And when I come back, you better have more than five fucking rupees.
Oh my god, no.
I'm gonna go ahead and reset.
Hey man, I haven't got my check yet.
That ain't my problem. Have it when the screen shift back.
Fuck.
Or something bad gonna happen to you.
He talked to his girl like, hey baby, I don't know what we gonna do, man.
How we gonna make it?
Like we just NPCs, man. We don't really be getting money like that, cuz.
Link coming. Who? Link.
L-I-N-K.
I'm going to tuck mine in.
Link. You got my 40, Red.
Just doesn't say anything. Just ellipses. And Link just pull up and they just start panicking. That nigga don't even talk.
What is Trippin' Devo? Shut up.
And do like, what's his name from The Wire? When he comes,
Omar, yeah. Omar coming. Oh my god.
Oh no, please.
You see that shotgun? He might use it.
Please stop. Please, plots. Plots, no.
It's not what, F-Zero? Yeah. I don't even know the story of F-Zero, but
niggas
hey, man.
Niggas be racing.
Hey, yo, there's this real nigga out there. He wear a helmet with street racing, man.
Hey, bro, this nigga might be like the buffest motherfucker. It's like if fucking...
Hey, that nigga got hands, too.
It's like if they gave fucking Goku a cart. They gave Goku an anti-grav go-kart and just said, get out there.
Like, yes!
Like, that nigga, bro. Like, I really think Captain Falcon could beat the shit out of Captain America. I really believe
that.
That nigga ain't even
that nigga.
He has no super soldier serum. That nigga's not a mutant. That is a guy in a car.
We see how he moves in Smash. We see how Cap moves in Rivals.
Captain Falcon will dog walk.
Nigga, he will break that shield with one Falcon punch.
J. Falcon is going to beat the hell out of
Steven. He might just kick that shield
Rogers
out that nigga hand, bro.
Bro, he punched that shit and just turned to dust.
Show your moves. I don't know, son. I don't know of what moves you want me to show you, but...
Charging stuff! No.
Shield slap!
Where did it go?
He caught it.
Standing parries, turnaround, Falcon punch. You know that shit hits an extra 15%.
Honestly, that shit does real life ego damage that happened to you.
That shit hurt.
You kind of got to put the controller down. So,
man, damn, bro.
Don't let it be your last stock.
Fuck.
When you die that way on your last stock, you kind of could never play Smash after that. You gotta.
Oh yeah, set's over.
Especially if it's for the set. Mm-hmm. You lose the set stock on Falcon Punch. Game. And then you just hear like
this game's winner is
Dad Rock in the background. America, freedom.
Yes,
Nickelback.
Patriotism, beer, Coors Light,
Hulk Hogan,
Marlboro cigarettes.
Every time I see Hulk Hogan when I watch WWE Raw, also because Raw has been on Netflix, I've actually been keeping up with wrestling again.
Hey.
Accessibility, folks.
Yeah.
All you other sports can learn something from the WWE.
That's the
and I can't believe I'm fucking saying this.
That's the name of the goddamn game, bro.
Yeah, no, the NBA's going to learn a hard lesson starting next year.
Yes, they are. I think NBC is going to be the one to really build an NBA out, because all you gotta do is get Peacock, because that's what happened with wrestling.
Yeah.
After I learned that, like, all the fucking pay-per-views was on Peacock, I'm like, oh, this gives me a reason to kind of have this shit.
Yep.
That, and it's cheap compared to other streaming services.
Yeah, but they're talking about being on Amazon Prime, Peacock, fucking, and, like, hold on, I'm gonna actually look it up, because
like, it's not gonna be on Max, but they're gonna whore the Max crew out to the other stations.
Y'all remember when that nigga, Terry choked somebody out on live TV?
Terry? The Terry Crews?
No, fucking Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Oh, Terry.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan!
Yeah. That was like him and Mr. T. It was an interview with him, Mr. T.
That was funny, like, as hell, seeing that recounted.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you choking that white man?
Yeah. Right, I'm going to apply a little bit of pressure.
Mr. T's like, hold him there. Keep him there for a little while.
You let him go. That nigga fell. That nigga fell like Woody in Toy Story.
He about to die.
That nigga was spit a Paris, and he just looked at his body.
I kind of...
That
be some of my favorite shots in 80s and 90s programming.
Stare at a nigga while he down.
Like, he just down, and the camera's all there for about at least 4 seconds. The best version of that is when they just zoom in slowly.
Your face, and he just...
Like, the fast zoom in, that's like 70s-esque, but the slow zoom in, that's 90s. Me, you, and Billy used to joke about... when Buddy got clapped, unfortunately, and there was probably an angle where it's like,
oh my god, oh my god,
and you just see his face just stoned out, just,
oh my god,
and it's like, wait a minute.
Before they cut the commercial break, he got back up and tried to play it off, but he had to get stitches for the back of his head, because his head actually bounced off the ground.
Yeah,
so
dangerous.
Like, oh yeah, no, like they did that. There's one time when the Undertaker and Vader went to India, and like, this is in the 90s, and fucking, like, this guy just straight up asks, like, is wrestling fake or whatever, and Vader just pops off, pulls nigga up by the scruff of his neck in a tie.
Drop and that nigga.
They arrested Vader.
Yes, that exact zoom in. Wait a minute, is that Richard Belzer for a fucking SBU?
It is Richard
Belzer. R.I.P. Munch, man. R.I.P. him, bro. That thing got laid out.
Yeah.
But again, the zoom in.
The over-the-face angle. Look at him.
You got knocked the fuck out.
That nigga sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I see that nigga Hulk advertise his beer, I boo. Because that first day of WWE Raw, that nigga got booed crazily.
That nigga got booed the fuck.
I loved every second of that.
Oh, yeah. Now, WWE's been on a pretty good run since WrestleMania. I'm almost loving this John Cena heel turn. Like, it's spawned some good memes. Like, it's just good to see, like, John Cena saying, kill yourself.
Yes.
Like, memes. Like, that shit... it's so good.
And they cussing that nigga out weekly. Fuck you, Cena! Fuck you, Cena! Also, these fucking crowds are racist as hell overseas. I'm like, it ain't no reason why Bianca Belair not getting cheers. But then Rhea Ripley show up. I mean, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all can't cheer for the fucking... the good person in the equation, y'all.
Nigger!
Y'all can't show.
Unironically, I've seen. Unironically, that's the reason. Because, like, I fuck around a little bit. I like to stay on the peripheral of the internet wrestling community.
Yes.
I have my binoculars. Just enough to see what those pigs are fucking wallowing in.
Uh huh.
And it's like, there is a sentiment that Bianca Belair just gets pushed into main events and shit. Because when she doesn't deserve it. Like, a lot of people wanted to see, like, a straight-up match between Rhea Ripley and Io Sky rather than Bianca Belair. And I'm just like, no. She winds up getting, like, a lot of hate for no reason, Bianca.
But it's ridiculous reason, what they're doing.
You know what I mean.
Because I'm like, bro, it's clearly race-based hate.
Yeah.
Every time.
But now I'm
like, she be wrestling her ass off. I've enjoyed most of the main matches I've seen her in. Like, yeah, she's strong as fuck. Like, she be throwing Io around like it's nothing.
Yeah, like, she is swole as fuck. Like, when Jade Cargill came, that was a good move. When her and Naomi and they
build them towards that conflict. Yeah, that's gonna be fire.
That's gonna be tight as fuck. But now, like, now my favorite like racist bullshit that they did was like, do you remember the Booker T Triple H build up to WrestleMania years ago?
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, so Triple H basically treats Booker T like, you know, a slave. Like, he basically is telling him people like you don't deserve to be champions.
Oh, yes.
And be in matches like this. Like, he's in the bathroom and Booker T's there. He throws a dollar at Booker T and says, get me a towel. That's crazy. You know, of course, Ric Flair is there with him just walking.
Nigger.
You know, like, there's so many fucking things. Like, and of course, Triple H beat him at WrestleMania.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Fucking Harley Race called Ron Simmons a nigger in WCW.
It's so much shit. No matter what happens, this country reminds me that there is an extremely long way to go with this shit.
Yeah. Keep it up, my nigger.
Yeah. Durag
Keep it up, my nigga.
On TV.
That nigga, Booker T, right behind that nigga.
Did he just say what I thought he just said?
Tell me he did not just say that.
Now what, Booker?
That's what I thought.
Now what?
My nigga.
Booker, nigga.
Well, yeah, Cody's obviously going to kill John Cena.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he should.
And then he got to take the L of his career before he retired.
Yep.
Bold storytelling.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We're going to kill Cena off for the sake of Cody.
Yeah, may as well. It only took 20 years.
Type shit.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. That's all I got to yap about, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have anything.
There's a good yap session.
Scratching at me. Yeah, man.
It was, man. Patriot episode in 2 weeks.
Woo! Two of them guys.
Some
Shadow
First Class
type shit.
And if you don't know, get the
it's God, been a while.
God damn it. Get the fuck in there. It's $5. Patreon.com/Black Plague Podcast.
Woo! Gonna fuck with us.
Gonna fuck with us, nigga. Before I get mad.
All right, get that content.
Tasty.
Get that money up. Get that money!